USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's her plan to appoint GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger to the House Select Committee to investigate January 6th, just days after the GOP walked out on the panel. That would be my plan, she said when asked by ABC's George Stephanopoulos if she wanted to add him. Kinzinger, a vocal Republican critic of Trump who was one of 10 House Republicans to vote for his second impeachment, would join Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming as the only Republicans on the new select committee. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation measure recently launched by congressional Democrats would likely raise federal deficits despite their assurances to the contrary. At a time of rising inflation and near-record federal red ink, more deficit spending poses many risks we cannot afford. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A barrage of heat waves have plagued the U.S. this summer, and more above-average temperatures are on the way this week, affecting more of the country than those before it. Although not as extreme as the past few heat spells, this one will span from coast to coast due to a strong heat dome, elevating temperatures even higher during the hottest time of the year. Curbing the current spike in COVID infections is hampered by continued vaccine hesitancy in certain pockets of the country, a problem underscoring the limits of the president's ability to control the pandemic. Dr. Peter Hotez of the Baylor College of Medicine has a warning.
You're just watching this freight train coming that Delta is going to sweep across the South, and so many people are going to get infected with this fake narrative out there that if you're young and healthy and take care of yourself, you're not going to get sick. It's simply not true.
Biden has been explicit in declaring the current outbreak a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Ah, please help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The city of San Francisco could spend $20,000 on a trash can. It could be the first of thousands like it, but officials say others would cost less. In the current cans around the city, trash goes in, but much too often comes out. Sleeker designed bins with sensors alerting crews when they're almost full will be more tamper-resistant, block rodents, and keep the sidewalks cleaner. Department of Public Works Acting Director Alaric DeGrantfenried says his goal is for the city to have the best trash cans in the world.
Well, I want us, and to be frankly, the model for other cities, Portland, New York, Sydney, wherever it is across the world, to come and to take our cans or to try and model their cans after ours.
Golf champ Bryson DeChambeau is out of Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19. More from USA's Dan Naraki.
2020 U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau will not join Team USA in Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19 before leaving for Japan. In a statement, DeChambeau said he was deeply disappointed not to be able to compete in the Olympics for Team USA and that it was a tremendous honor to make the team. He'll be replaced on the U.S.'s four-man team by 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed, who will now become the first two-time Olympian on the men's side of the sport, which was reintroduced in 2016. Reed finished 11th in Rio. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.